John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Poor Matt Lauer.
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying. But I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to work with you. I mean,
here's the problem.
That's extreme.
If this pill blocks the fat from being absorbed in your intestine. If the fat doesn't get absorbed in your intestine, it has to come out of your body. And it has to come out of your body the only obvious way. So it doesn't mean you have bad bowel habits.
Well, there she is. Ask her yourself.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, to the medicine cabinet.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
But I'll have no more such talk. I hope you'll have the good manners to not pry into other people's business.
All right, Judge Balls.
I think you better go on home.
All right, we will. Let me see. We did not get to today. Mayor for life, Marion Barry, cleared of DUI and other traffic charges. Oh, that means I got to bring in my BlackBerry tomorrow.
Just a little heads up on that. Your BlackBerry's going to sound a little different.
Really?
I can't explain it any better than that.
Your BlackBerry's going to sound a little higher pitched.
Oh, did you hear him speaking?
Yes, at length.
Really?
I heard his press conference.
Yeah. Glad you picked up on that slight nuance.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Oh, no, yes.
It's a different Mayor Barry.
Huh. Yep. So we'll do the BlackBerry tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Patton Oswalt's coming on.
Oh, hey. Fantastic. My favorite.
Patton's in that new Pixar movie, the one about the rats.
Mm-hmm.
If the trailer, and I am so, you know, believe me, when you've got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, you've seen all the animated stuff, but I am so looking forward to this one. Yeah. This one looks like it's really going to be one of the best ever.
And really, it could be a really big break for our buddy Patton. He's got a huge role as one of the voices.
Mm-hmm.
I think we mentioned Stink is coming on the show tomorrow, Mark Schlereff.
Stinky.
And
did you call him Stink again?
Oh, that's his official nickname.
That is Stinky.
No, in his bio. In his bio.
It says Stink?
Nickname Stink.
Who knew that he had a bio?
I thought.
Found it online.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
In the email that I got from Rip, he referred to him as Stink.
It is Stink?
Yeah. I've heard him called Stinky as well.
Sure. Okay, Stink.
It's the affectionate term.
Stink.
And just a bit of a warning in advance for tomorrow's Father's Day contest. We'll see if guys really have balls. The idea is, I was thinking we could do your true Father's Day dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends how honest.
This is for fathers, right?
Yes, it depends how honest men want to be.
Right.
It is simply your idea in a fantasy world
of a perfect Father's Day.
Your perfect Father's Day.
But you'd really like.
We'll devote maybe an hour to it tomorrow.
Very good.
As long as guys are willing to be totally honest.
Yeah, don't be funny. Don't be anything but honest. What would be the perfect Father's Day dream?
Don't sugarcoat it.
Anyway, the best one will win some type of cash prize
tomorrow.
Very
good. I like that. And, of course, Daddy will have to call Mommy.
That's right. And tell Mommy exactly
what his Father's Day dream
is. You are reading my mind.
Doesn't work any other way.
We all know that that's Dad's real dream on Father's Day.
The Father's Day dream.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right, Judge.
That's right, Duke.
What were you going
to say? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. We're doing that on tomorrow's show.
You spill the strangest ideas.
I know I do, Dad.
Not much difference.
Dad, don't pick on me.
I forgot he's your dad.
Yes.
I think we could get Junior something that he can ride.
Yeah, thank you, Dad. Maybe a new Harley.
Maybe we could talk about Mike like he's in the room.
Well, why?
Because I'm here, Dad.
He's right here.
Well, just for the tally books, what did you say?
I said that I'm glad that you're here. I didn't say
anything. Don't you think it's about time you told me what put the burr under your saddle about me?
There's not a burr under my saddle. I'm happy you're here.
You're not men.
I am, too.
Better off dead.
Oh.
Oh. Ouch. Goodbye, Father.
Oh, that stings.
Goodbye, Opa.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy, Dad.
Oh.
I understand.
Yeah, you don't understand. S.
Hurry it up.
We're burning daylight. Daddy.
I asked you a question.
I'm not answering. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
Yeah, well, you didn't need to say that you wish I was dead.
Fellas my age generally call me G.W.
G.W.? Yeah, great.
Where'd you get that money?
What money, Dan?
No, I'm cold and hungry and wet and tired and short-tempered. So get on with it.
Dan, I don't know what you're talking about. You're really starting to piss me off.
Let's get on with the gay tapes. Yes. Matt the Pollock out of the Gay Pride Parade with our friend Cheryl the Big Dyke. We are up to the next segment is called Sex with a Gym Teacher.
Sex with a Gym Teacher.
And Matt the Pole is still having a blast.
Well, I'm Cheryl the Big Dyke on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, it's a cameo appearance by Cheryl the Big Dyke.
What, did he have a bathroom break or something?
She was finally able to get the strength to take the microphone from his hands.
Yes, she's lost a lot of weight, and she had to struggle with him.
Hold on, what is this? Excuse me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Fred Rogers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
I can see why Joe put you right through. Can you call back tomorrow?
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
Right.
Yep. Oh, are you calling about the contest tomorrow?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. The Father's Day contest? Is that what you're calling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's the question, Fred?
Would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Sure, Fred. I mean, we can relax our restrictions for you.
Go ahead, Fred.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Fox.
Joe Fox?
Just call me Joe.
Hold on. He's now switched to, I know this because it's Janet's favorite movie, You've Got Mail. That's Tom Hanks saying Joe Fox.
Wow.
Am I right about am I right about that?
Yes.
Yes.
So now you're Joe Fox?
Yes.
Well, do you have anything else to say, Joe Fox?
I heard you were sick.
No.
Who's that, Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Because Tom Hanks plays that role in You've Got Mail.
I wanted to be your friend.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm in the book business.
I don't even get what this guy's doing right now.
I'm not sure.
We got to go.
Oh, listen, I'm thinking of taking the morning off sick. You cover the fort for me?
I don't even know what soundboard he's using now.
Know, it's not as
Can
good
I ask you a question?
What?
Do you think we should meet?
Those are all from You've Got Mail.
No.
I'm such a queer, I know that.
It kind of fits into the Gay Pride Parade theme, though.
Okay, here we go. Back to Matt the Pole.
This is the gym teacher.
Cheryl.
Yes, and Cheryl the Big Dyke is at the beginning of this segment.
Well, I'm Cheryl the Big Dyke on the Don and Mike Show.
I did not know you were Cheryl the Big Dyke on the Don.
I've known you for years, and you didn't know that I was Cheryl the Big Dyke on the Don and Mike Show. What rock have you been under?
I used to take the Metro, so
no
I only got...
the Big Dyke.
I'm Cheryl the Smaller Dyke, but still, I'm big in personality. You did not know that
I'm
Cheryl...
I only been listening to the radio in D.C. for, like, since I got my car, like, 3 months ago.
Wow. Well, do you want to say a couple words to them for CBS Radio?
A few words.
Are they gay, Don and Mike, you think?
Big homos, like fruity.
Noobs.
Who do you think's gayer, Don or Mike?
Ooh. I think the question should be, who's the top and who's the bottom in that relationship?
Who do you think pitches?
I think Mike does.
Ooh.
Winner.
She's right half the time.
She doesn't know that we share. The duties.
Share and share alike.
Share the duties.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Jesus. Mike's the pitcher.
All right, calm down, Matt. Both first. Calm your ass down.
Switch hitters. Well, maybe they could go play for the Nationals. We could use some switch hitting.
Yeah, so I've heard. Gay and a sports activist.
There's
I like
Matt
that.
Having the time of his life.
So I've heard.
Wow.
So what is this about being gay? I love everything about it.
This is fantastic.
You mind if I ask you a few more questions? Okay. How gay are you?
As gay as George Bush is Republican.
Very nice. What is the gayest thing that's ever happened to you?
I did my high school gym teacher.
Wow. Okay.
Winner.
Wow.
Yeah. In the gym?
In my car.
Hopefully on the lot.
In the usual spots.
Okay. How did you know you were first gay?
I wore combat boots to my first day of kindergarten.
And it was all uphill from there.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I like her. I like her a lot.
Three flamers. all proud to be catching.
Sure. I'm Bat the Pole. This is Cheryl the Big Dyke from the Don and Mike Show. You mind if you guys ask you all a few...
Don and Mike Show, I think I heard of that.
Mind if we ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
No. Sure.
Go ahead.
All right.
Is this your first gay pride parade?
No.
Who are you wearing?
Nothing. No one.
How gay are you?
Pretty gay.
What is the gayest thing you've seen today?
Somebody's M. My friend Johnny.
What does everybody say? The guy next to me.
He's about the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Whatever.
Pitcher or catcher?
I'm a catcher.
I'm a catcher.
When did you first realize you were gay?
When I was 12.
You were 12? Yeah. Is there a specific thing that happened when you were 12?
I just got attracted to guys.
Okay.
This is like Awakenings for Matt, isn't it?
Really? Hey, Matt seems to be confused with some of the answers.
This is how it started.
What celebrities do you think might be gay?
I don't know.
All right, here's the next one. It says Matt needs some therapy.
Okay. Mm.
I got to tell you, we're watching a guy spank another one with kind of a whip thing, and Matt's face is in total disbelief. He is staring like someone just gave him, I don't know, a shot of Ativan or something. He's in total shock. I love it. This is like nothing he has ever seen before. A man slapping another man with a whip, and the guy has underwear on. Plus, a drag queen just lifted up her dress and showed us her weenie. I think Matt's going to need some serious therapy after this. Will you please fund him some therapy, please?
That's neat.
Here's Cougar Lesbians.
Oh, good.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, do you want to... CBS Radio for Gay Pride. We have some cougar lesbians here.
Hey, Donna, Mike. Cheryl's a good dyke. Quit picking on her.
Whoa, okay.
No problem, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mike, for what, 75
years? Every day coming home from school, you make my day, buddies.
Who do you think's gayer, Don or Mike?
Don, definitely.
Yes, I'm the winner.
Winner.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I'll take that.
Damn it.
I'm definitely the gayest.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Leather straps and men dancing in a cage. Who could be gayer than that?
That was simply a comment.
Yes. I like the music.
Here's one that says a message. A message for us.
Okay. Here we go. This is one of my favorite people in the whole world, and we want to know if we have your permission to put you on CBS Radio, Blair Michaels.
Oh, you damn well know it.
And you know Don and Mike personally, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm their favorite drag queen.
Oh, this you guy. Want to say?
I remember this
guy. This guy's on every year.
We've had this guy like 110 years.
Yeah. Blair Michaels.
Hi, Blair. How are you, Blair?
Hey, to Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, from the 46th Best Actress on my 25th anniversary of drag, I just want to say happy Pride. And you look fabulous.
Excellent. Any questions for her?
That was it. Happy Pride Day, Blair.
Thank you very much. And grab a copy of Metro Weekly because I'm on the cover.
You're famous.
I'm on the cover.
Cheryl gets a little tongue-tied, so to speak, when she's around this guy.
Yeah.
Cheryl's impressed with this guy.
All right, here's the last cut. A drag queen in a Secret Service outfit. And Matt is still living it up and doesn't want the party to end.
Living the dream.
Hi, I'm Matt DePaul from the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Sure, feel free.
All right. First of all, I'm going to have to ask start out by asking about the outfit that you have on. Describe it for me a little bit.
I'm wearing a black business suit with a white blouse. I'm supposed to...
This is a woman, right?
No, it's a man.
Okay.
Matt?
Woman or man?
Man, in a woman's business dress thing.
Oh, good.
Okay. Huh. Thanks for the
So question. Is the business suit, is it a skirt? Is it a skirt?
Yeah, it's a skirt.
Okay, good. Okay.
Thanks for the clarification. Now we've all got that mental picture.
Very good.
Look like a Secret Service person for the president of the academy.
Okay, thank you. And how gay are you?
Gay enough to be going in drag.
Good answer. And how many years have you been coming to this?
This is probably my third or fourth Pride Parade, I think.
What is the gayest thing that's ever happened to you?
I had a boyfriend.
Suppose. How did you know you were first gay?
You know, you could, with hearing Matt's voice, You could almost say, which one is the gay person?
Oh, they're interchangeable.
And which one is the straight person?
They're totally interchangeable.
Things just sort of happen, you know?
What celebrities do you think might be gay?
Ooh, we have a list here. I strongly suspect Matthew Damon is.
Matthew Damon.
This is a man, right?
A man wearing a Secret Service woman's outfit. And that's funny right there.
He's my most favorite suspect. God, there's a lot of them. Next question.
Okay. Pitcher or catcher?
That's classified.
All right. I'm the Secret Service agent. Finish this sentence for me. Al Sharpton is to blacks as blank is to gays.
Is to blacks.
Wow, Matt is really getting deep with these questions.
Spreading his wings, my God.
I can't even think of a gay Al Sharpton, really.
Least accurate and most accurate stereotype about gays.
Most accurate. Most accurate is probably effeminacy. Least accurate is probably effeminacy.
Good answer.
If the new Surgeon General developed a pill that would cure gayness, would you take it?
No.
What if it was a suppository?
Absolutely not.
Okay, any advice for straight people?
Loosen up.
Thank you very much.
Loosen up.
Loosen up.
Oh, man, I tell you, Matt's turning into Dr. Giggles now.
Matthew Damon. Well, the good news is it's only 48 hours until the Baltimore Gay Pride Parade.
Yeah. Boy, I hope it's half as good as this one. Fantastic.
I think this next one, Matt, is simply going to go as a gay man.
Ah, very good.
We won't even do the, you know who will dress him up like? I didn't see the movie. You saw Ocean's 13.
Yes.
Where Clooney has the fake mustache on.
Yes.
That very, right. I know he's not playing a gay man.
Right.
But I'm thinking something like that, like a fake mustache for Matt, like a very butch Freddie Mercury almost look.
Or we could simply dress him as Elliot Gould. In that movie, Ocean's 13, and in the other, Ocean's 11, Elliot Gould, I mean, he dresses gay.
With that big robe.
He wears the ruffled shirt.
Big open robe.
The big ruffled shirt with a nice tuxedo. Or we could put him in drag.
You know, I'd like to put him in, God, if we could find like one of those dresses like he was describing, like a businesswoman's suit or.
We've got clothing stores all around here.
I'm trying to think of the many movies that have female Secret Service or FBI agents, like the movie Copycat with Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
Also like In the Line of Fire with Rene Russo.
Put him in a skirt.
Yeah. Give him those
put him in a skirt, send him to Baltimore unaccompanied. I think it'll go well. I think it'll go great for him. It really will.
And once again, no skirt.
Because I think it'll go good with his goatee beard, too.
You up for that, Matt?
Sure. There you go.
Sure.
Good man. You got a road trip to make this weekend to Baltimore.
Very, very good. More stardom for you, Matt.
How you loving it, Matt? Are you loving your life, sir?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Having the time
good.
Of his
Well, you're
life.
Doing a good job. Very good job.
Who was your favorite queer?
Oh, there were so many. Maybe the gay ninja. There's just something about
the
it.
Gay ninja. The gay ninja. Fantastic.
Get you going? What?
What did you say?
He said there's something about a gay ninja that gets him going.
See? This is good. Right. Maybe this is something natural happening.
All right. Well, John, can you handle like going to a uniform supply place and buying him a dress?
I'll see what I can do.
Very good.
Beautiful. We'll send him up to Baltimore this weekend.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
And we got to get to Buzz right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.